This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, we're in the middle of talking about the Twitter files, which are now apparently on part three. In fact, you're saying it's breaking news, Alex. I don't even see Elon Musk tweeting about it yet. And normally he's the one that breaks that news.
So. Yeah, if the timestamps are right, it started coming out as I was driving here. So I don't have a whole lot of... I haven't digested the impact and meaning of these new revelations about Donald Trump being booted off the platform.
It is apparently, let's see here, it is trending right now, Twitter Files 3. But we haven't even talked about Part 2. Part 1 was last weekend. It was Friday, I think.
December 2nd.
Yeah, last week on Friday, where they revealed that all the rumors were true. About the Hunter Biden laptop scandal that everybody was denying in the mainstream media in 2020, and Twitter, of course, was part of that by repressing that particular news story, restricting people from being able to share it, even in direct messaging. They were censoring that. So that information came out. So that's been verified. Now, part two, Alex, you've been paying close attention to these as they've been revealed. So what is part two all about?
So part two is about the blacklists and shadow banning that occurred on the platform.
Which everyone also was saying was going on, right? Like there were even scripts that you could run on other websites that would supposedly tell you whether or not you were shadow banned.
Oh, yeah. There's a tweet number six here from Barry Weiss. Twitter denied that it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vahaya Gadi, the then head of legal policy and trust.
She got fired, by the way, first thing when Elon Musk took over.
And
she was their head censor, basically, right? Like her title makes her sound fancier than she actually was. She was the top censor.
And the other one listed is Kayvon, I'm not going to pronounce the last name, head of product said, quote, "We do not shadow ban." They added, "And we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology." And there are
that's straight up lie.
Yeah, and there are screenshots here of the internal moderation platform that the Twitter employees are using. One example that they gave was a screenshot from the profile of Stanford's Dr. J. Bhattacharya, who argued that the COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter secretly placed him on a trends blacklist, which prevented his tweets from trending.
Even though what he was saying, I mean, without even having read it, we talked about this on Free Talk Live, the idea that putting a mask on a child is somehow going to help their development is ridiculous. It was not helping those children at all. It's actually put them in a position of, you know, not being able to understand what people are trying to communicate because they haven't seen their faces and seeing the subtle nonverbal methods that people use to communicate with one another. That was wiped away for 2 years. And if it's your first 2 years on Earth, I mean, it's one thing if you're 15 and you don't get to see people, there's expressions for 2 years. But if if you're a new human being, and you enter into the world where you cannot see the faces of your family members or any of their friends or anything like that, you cannot learn about where it's safe to be with other adults.
I had a really hard time understanding this when you guys were first talking about it.
I remember that, yeah.
I didn't get it. And I'm like, how can a mask, you know, like her develop? Like, I'm thinking like, I don't know, like a child, not necessarily like a young child, right? Like at that age. And what I couldn't understand is, okay, so I'm in New Hampshire. I'm not around people who are putting masks on. And I certainly wouldn't have thought that family members would be wearing masks on all the time. And it wasn't until you pointed that out that I'm like, they can't be doing it all the time.
But it's not even about family, right? Like, even if you were if you're in a family where people are unmasked, that's great. But if you're going around into the public and you're taking a child into the public or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
you still don't know. You still, that child cannot understand whether or not somebody who they don't know is a threat to them. Now, look, obviously, like, you could still be a threat and smile at a kid, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So it's not perfect, that situation. But still, being able to tell if somebody's angry or somebody's happy at a quick glance is such an important way to be able to receive communication.
I mean,
especially for children.
I feel like I would think a lot of that would get picked up within the family, though, where the, you know, the people who are around the child the most, is, I would expect, is where they would pick it up. But especially,
yeah, that's
like,
where they pick it up. But you still have to navigate the world, Chris. You still have to go out there.
At 2 years old?
Sure, there's
parks.
Oh,
yeah, there's a lot. I believe the years are between the ages of 2 and 4 is when your personality is really set. And then it's very difficult to change your temperament after that.
Yeah, I could definitely see like a 4-year-old going to preschool, things like that.
And experiencing the facial expressions of other kids, I particularly am a person who did not understand nonverbal communication until much later in my in my adult life.
Yeah. I could definitely see it being more problematic for certain groups, too.
You're on a playground at age 3, and you can't see the faces of all the, you know, your peers on the playground. You can't see the faces.
And their immune systems are not being trained.
Right. So now there's, you know, illnesses are going to spread faster. And we've talked about all this. So anyway, back to the story here of the Twitter revelations part 2.
So there are internal Slack messages that from this guy, Yoel Roth, Y-O-E-L Roth.
He was a security guy for Twitter until he resigned recently.
A lot of times SI has used technicality spam enforcements as a way to solve a problem created by safety under enforcing their policies, which again isn't a problem per se, but it keeps us from addressing the root cause of the issue, which is that our safety policies need some attention. So they're trying to get people on technicalities for taking an enforcement action, so they're trying to get around their own rules.
Okay.
Right. And the shadow banning, they don't tell you that you've been shadow banned.
No.
And that's like the very
like
insidious
the definition of it, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's what's so insidious, because it's like, why am I not getting the engagement that I used to get?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to have this cycle of self-doubt, like, is it me? Do people not care about this topic? You know, it's horrible.
Now, didn't they have different categories of bans that they could put you under? Like, ban is sort of like a generic.
Yeah,
term,
so these screenshots that I'm looking at here, libs of TikTok, high profile, active, they have these like little banners, tags
like
on
toggles,
it.
Like toggles, right? Like they can turn it on.
Yeah,
and
so
off.
Trends blacklist, recent abuse strike, Twitter blue verified.
Trends blacklist,
then,
that would mean that person, whoever that individual account is, cannot have their posts trending.
Correct. Even if it is legitimately trending.
Right. It just won't show up on the trends.
They even have a banner up at the top of Libs of TikTok. Again, this is the internal moderation platform. Mm-hmm. Do not take action on user without consulting with SIPPES.
What's that?
That's their safety, integrity, blah, blah, blah.
What were the other buttons? It was trending blacklist.
Notification spike, recent abuse strike. That's for Libs of TikTok. Mm-hmm. The other one listed here is Charlie Kirk.
This is a conservative spokesperson or whatever.
Do not amplify.
So do not amplify would mean don't share his posts, right? So if for instance, if I were to... And I probably wouldn't. But if I were to share one of his posts, like if I were to like it or retweet it or something like that, it wouldn't prevent me from doing that. But what it would likely do is it would never tell any of my other followers that I liked or retweeted this person's post.
Right. I mean, that's a speculation. We would have to study the source code to figure out the meaning of these labels.
Well, if you're not amplifying something, You're taking it away from all systems that would allow for extra exposure, right? So the dude's allowed to post. He can post whatever he wants, in theory, as long as it doesn't trigger, you know, a Hunter Biden censor or whatever.
But
so he posts the thing that he wants to post. A lot of times when I'm scrolling down a feed on Twitter, it'll say, Alex likes this person. We're showing you this person's post because he's liked by Alex. That would be a way to de-amplify. Would be to take that person out of being shown as like a relevant post.
And another one, Dan Bongino, Search Blacklist.
Another person not worth following, I gotta say. I mean, this guy's like a total arch conservative.
Search Blacklist. So if you type his name directly in the search bar, he won't show up in the results.
The number here is 603-283-6160. This is the Twitter files. We're reviewing them. Alex has been paying pretty close attention. And you can, of course, share your thoughts with us here tonight. The number 603-283-6160. We're gonna get into the artificial intelligence chatbot that a lot of people are buzzing about.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 1-800-260-1060. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian and Chris.
And Alex.
We're talking about the Twitter files. You might also call the Twitter revelations. Sort of like how Edward Snowden revealed some revelations about the NSA that people kind of already knew was going on, but he gave you the dirty details. That's what's going on right now with Twitter. Obviously, it's not as big of news compared to Ed Snowden, because that was, you know, about a government agency spying on its own people. This is about just corruption at one of the world's largest social media
That's
companies.
That's something we're talking about years later still, and this Twitter thing ain't going to be
It's not
going to
have the same kind of legs. That's for sure. Once this one's done, it's done. But it is still interesting to look at how ugly things really were and how politicized things were behind the scenes at Twitter, where they suppressed the Hunter Biden story. That's been confirmed now. Now we're talking about the other big rumor for the longest time, the big theory about Twitter, which was that they were shadow banning people. And it turns out they had all different types of ways to shadow ban people.
I mean, you know, we thought that, but, like, did we really just think it, or did we know it? Because, I mean, I think there was lots of evidence that that it was happening.
It's hard to prove just not something like that, right? Like, there's a lot of theory, and there's a lot of people saying they know.
I don't know that it is, because if you've got two different accounts, and one's not getting any, if when you click on a button, and you publish something, and other people are clicking follow, and nobody's actually following, or, you know, whatnot, something of that nature, it's going to be, I think, apparent, because other people are going to tell you that, I click follow, but I'm not seeing any messages from you.
And two, it's probabilistic, which makes it more difficult. So it's not like they're going to block all of your messages all of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And so then the only way to discover it is to collect aggregate statistics where you can make a judgment call and see, like, oh, I'm getting 100,000 impressions a month, and then all of a sudden, choop, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really know.
Some of that data, though, was available, though, previously, at least on some platforms.
Well, then they had Project Veritas, James O'Keefe.
They got banned.
Right? Yeah, and he had an undercover journalist who someone inside Twitter admitted that they were shadow banning.
Every now and then you can get some leaks or whatever, but this is the biggest leak, right, because Elon Musk bought the company.
But even then, the sticking point is, did the FBI lean on Twitter to do the shadow banning for political purposes?
Of course they did. I don't know if this is a leak, but it's certainly news, right? But that would certainly be, if that was the case, the FBI connection, that I think would be huge, absolutely huge.
Yeah, there are internal Slack messages, like screenshots of Slack messages in this Twitter thread.
From FBI?
Twitter employees.
From
saying, like, oh, hey, I met with the DHS.
Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, that is huge.
Yeah, that's the one that I were talking about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right, so now there's part three of these Twitter files is apparently the removal of Donald Trump, as being reported by Matt Taibbi, where he's saying that the head of Twitter's security, or former head, because he did resign, I think, a few weeks ago or a couple weeks back, a gentleman named Yoel Roth, apparently he was bragging because he is meeting with the FBI regarding Trump. In tweets or internal Slack messages, he lamented not having generic enough calendar descriptions to conceal his very interesting meeting partners. He said, quote, it happens. I'm a big believer in calendar transparency, but I reached a certain point where my meetings became very interesting to people, and there weren't meeting names generic enough to cover. He says, a little bit lower. I guess somebody else you've censored here says, very boring business meeting that is definitely not about Trump. This was happening, by the way, in 2020, apparently. And he said, pretty much, quote, definitely not, all in caps, meeting with the FBI, I swear, he says, all in caps. So you don't even have to read between the lines on this one. He's saying he's got meetings with the FBI prior to the election.
Mm-hmm.
What are they asking for? And this is just, again, I'm just scratching the surface. You've been reading a little bit about this over the breaks. What have you found, Alex, on this this news about the recent Twitter revelations on Trump?
So there was I believe Trump got banned, I think, on January 8th. Just after the January 6th thing, and there were internal communications between people about choosing to ban Trump, but I haven't been able to dig in. There's like 30 tweets here, and I don't want to say anything inaccurate on the air, so I want to make sure that I digest this properly.
Well, if you want to weigh into this, you're welcome to join the show, and again, these are going to continue. There's more information still to come. For how long they're going to milk this, I don't know, but you know, kudos to Elon Musk for revealing this information. Now, of course, the conservatives are. There was some post by one of these conservative characters, Jesse Kelly, I think is his name, and he is saying that this Twitter revelations are the reason why Trump lost the election, and that's the worst thing that ever could have happened to the United States. And it's like, okay. Yeah, that's not true. Trump getting elected again would not have done anything differently. The government would still have gotten bigger and more expensive and more ridiculous and more oppressive. It wouldn't have stopped the Crypto 6 raid. You know, like,
no, definitely not.
There's no way that Trump running another 4 years was going to somehow turn around the government. I know Trump wants you to believe that. And there are Trumpsters and Trumpets or whatever you want to call them who do still truly believe that Trump is this sort of second coming of Jesus, and he's, you know, if you just elect him a second time, then he's going to finally fix things.
Yeah, I'll talk about idolatry.
Yeah, it took him 4 years to figure out how to finally drain the swamp, and now he's got a foolproof plan. Let's go to the phones here. Chuck's on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I just want you all to know that you're being heard live in Spokane and Olympia, Washington. I don't
really
know the call letters, but I'm listening to you on KTOX in Needles, California, just so you know.
Oh,
so
wow.
Anyway,
wait, you're saying we're on, just to clarify, you're saying we're on broadcast radio in Spokane right now?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Wow.
And in Olympia. There's some station in Olympia, Washington that can hear this.
Huh, that's fantastic. I know we have a Spokane station.
Like 380 miles away from Spokane.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll have to look into it because I know we have a Spokane station on the weekends, but I didn't know they were taking us during the week, which they certainly, you know, they could have changed their schedule.
Anyway, I'm all tripping out about what you all are talking about, the Twitter.
Yeah.
To me, it's like the whole Twitter thing is like Hellraiser, that movie Hellraiser.
I've never seen it.
Oh, but you have.
I've heard of
it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's that kind of thing that you don't even want to get involved in, really,
mm-hmm.
if you're not involved in it. But the reason really why I called is COVID industry, the COVID industry,
okay,
with the children having, different kinds of learning disabilities and whatnot.
Well, let's talk about it. Hang on, Chuck. We'll bring it back. We can have that discussion here in a moment. Stand by. There's more on the way here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. What do you want to comment on? Twitter or COVID? Or still to come, the ChatGPT, this chatbot, this AI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenyedza, said on Friday the weapons in the West supplied to Ukraine have been falling into the wrong hands. not only in Europe, but also in Africa and the Middle East. Meanwhile, National Security Spokesperson John Kirby touts a new U.S. security package for Ukraine, valued at $275 million.
New capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats that Ukraine is facing from drones. We're also providing critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and for Ukraine's artillery.
New York Times employees conducted a one-day strike Thursday as the News Guild refused to work, demanding pay increases and a salary floor. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can join the show here, and you can bring up anything you want. Talking about the, we're going to be talking about the Chat GPT. We've covered the Twitter files, the various revelations coming out of Twitter in recent days. And, of course, if you want to join the show and bring up anything you want to talk about, feel free. By the way, Bitcoin.com, the best source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You just go there and click on Get Started right there at the top of the page. You will then find lots of valuable information. For instance, some introductory videos that will give you some of the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You'll learn about decentralization, why you shouldn't have to ask permission to be able to send value from one human being to another, cutting out the middleman in the picture of money. Check it out over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. Also, don't forget to check out their news site for the latest news headlines in the world of crypto. Go to news.bitcoin.com. We go back to Chuck in Washington. It's Ian, Chris, and Alex here in the studio tonight. Chuck, you wanted to comment on COVID nonsense. Go ahead.
The COVID industry.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to go off on, really. And, you know,
go for it.
Just to finish off here, I think that the discussion that you all were having earlier about the concerns that parents have and everything like that and just the boogeyman COVID-19 out there. We're going to, and especially when it comes to education, mm-hmm. you know, and how the sense of a robbery that everybody has, like, my kid was robbed of this time.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know,
it was like being put in a jail, right?
Like you, trauma.
When you don't have the freedom to make basic choices for yourself, like what to put on your body, you in many ways are in a prison, right? Like you're not in a prison in that you can walk out your front door and you can still choose whether you go left or right or straight, right? Like you can still make certain basic decisions. So it's not as bad as being in an actual cage, but you literally are in prison just a little bit more as far as making basic choices about yourself.
And that's not even the they're not going to be satisfied with that level of control.
No
amount of control will satisfy their hunger for more. They will not stop until they own your mind.
Well, they won't stop until people refuse to go along, right? Because if people refuse to go along to get along, if enough people...
I was going to say, if enough people, yeah.
Right, if enough, and it doesn't have to be a majority, if enough people say, you can tell me all this crap about the mask, I'm not putting it on, and you can't make me. If enough people say that, then it's over. And by the way, China's the most recent example of this, Chuck. Have you heard about what's going on in China with the protests?
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so by the way, there was...
I don't know if I've heard the latest, but...
Let me give you the update. Let me give you the update, because like a week ago or so, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, there was news about big protests, right? Like unbelievably large numbers of people for China getting out into the streets protesting against the COVID restrictions.
Sure.
Basically, for the first time in the last 2 years. And these people are chanting about freedom and refusing to put masks on. And, like, they're going hardcore. And so, of course, people are like thinking, okay, here come the tanks, right? Like, we're going to see another
tank. I heard that.
Right, we're going to see another tank, man.
But the Chinese government is, I believe, you know, no evidence for this, but I believe they are doing this to take the temperature of the water. So they put the screws down, they put the lockdown on, but they're not going to be able to get an assessment of their effectiveness until they take the controls off and see how many people obey voluntarily.
Yeah.
You know,
do you think this is an overreaction on China's part to get a control of what they perceive to be like? You know, when I think about this, I think about like when I hear Donald Trump and when I heard Donald Trump calling it the China virus and everything like that, and then how in the China mind, how that might be perceived and the overreaction that might be provoked inside the pathology of making sure they, you know, don't give the world the impression that we're a bunch of idiots that want to give COVID to everybody. So they resort to these just unprecedented.
I don't know much. I don't know much about like Chinese culture, Chinese history, like in detail. But I think there's an element of pride. An element of, well, this would hurt China's image if da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, well, I think that too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that what you said, Alex, is true of all of these countries, right? China's just took it further than the rest of the world.
China is the research and development arm of the deep state.
Yeah, all of them wanted to crack down as far as they thought they could get away with. And that's the key element, right? How far could they go? Like here in New Hampshire, they didn't try that hard because they already knew they were going to be dealing with people like us who were going to refuse to obey. And that's why they wrote, I think that's why they wrote.
Hey, I got cop friends up in New Hampshire there, and they warned me about guys like you.
Chuck, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you here tonight.
We put up resistance for even light infringements.
We did. Now, there weren't enough of us to really have a big effect on it, but there were enough of us to where it was going to make life difficult for them if they tried cracking down.
It's true.
And so what they did was they put in sort of these loopholes that you could drive a Mack truck through, basically, right? Like, and I can't remember exactly how they were worded.
No, you're 100% right on this. I just remember that, like, in that set of rules for the exceptions, it listed every single type of business you could possibly imagine. And I'm like, what was it? Well, essential workers, they called them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, under this, I went through and I'm like, oh, I'm an essential worker and I sell computers. Like, I just seems that's bizarre to me.
Well, how rude to say, well, you're not essential.
That's super rude.
Yeah.
And they, you know, like I said, they did do it to some extent, but if you actually read their orders, you could see that, oh, well, yeah, it's a quote-unquote stay-at-home order, unless you have a reason you need to leave your house, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's
what it was.
Basically like a carve-out for anybody that really wanted to, like, keep living their
and
life.
It's linked to the war on terror, because it's all fear-based, and the thing with the war of terror is that you cannot see it. Oh, your neighbor could be infected with terroristic ideas.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so because you cannot see a novel coronavirus with your own eyes, you know, maybe they're infected and there's like 2 weeks of the person where you don't know, so you should be afraid.
Yeah, I love the exercise one, I believe it was, where you could take a walk. It's like, okay, so you're not really locking us down?
So speaking of China, I wanted to kind of give you guys a rundown here since Chuck called in about it. They, amazing, have been rolling back their zero COVID policy. So China's policy was quote unquote zero COVID, which obviously didn't work. They were cracking down and locking down and building insane quarantine camps with, like, you know, to house hundreds of thousands of people. And those camps are still there, so they're still ready to use them. However, because people were actually stepping out into the streets in large numbers,
it served its purpose, because now they had the excuse to dump all of the money into the technological development of the surveillance state.
They did. There's no doubt about it. And like you said, they might be pulling back slightly, but the amount they've advanced the surveillance state and the total tyranny has definitely been significant. But they are apparently no longer going to be doing zero COVID, and they are allegedly not forcing people into COVID camps. There was even video on the Northrop Grumman Twitter channel, which posts a lot of video coming out of China, ostensibly of people being allowed to leave one of these quarantine camps as well. Now, how widespread is this? How consistent is it? I don't know.
I've seen video of people being welded into their homes.
Oh, yeah. It's
insane. And people, the building on fire, yep, and a woman jumping out of the window.
I've seen that video as well. But now lockdowns are being limited to individual apartment floors and buildings rather than entire districts and neighborhoods. So still not good, but they are lessening the restrictions.
Two steps forward, one step back.
And it happened immediately after people finally got out and did something, right? So it's good to see that at least, and it is proof that if enough people are going to refuse to obey, then the masters have to take a step back. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Number 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open here. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show here on Free Talk Live. If you want to join us online, you can do that as well. We do have our own social media. I mean, there's a lot of news out there about Twitter. A lot of revelations have been coming out showing that essentially the conspiracy theories about Twitter were absolutely true. That's what we've learned here. We covered it earlier tonight. But we've got our own website that doesn't have that drama. You don't have to worry about all that stuff going on. It's over at social.freetalklive.com. It's a social media site that we operate, and we really don't have many rules on there. It's like, you know, don't spam us and don't be snitching. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. And when I say snitching, what I mean is like, I don't like what so-and-so said. Well, then hit the block button. Okay, there's tools there for you. If that's what you know, you don't want to see a certain person, whatever it is they're saying, just block that person. We don't care otherwise, like, what they're doing. So check it out at social.freetalklive.com. Ian, Chris, and Alex here in the studio. Alex, you have been utilizing this ChatGPT, and over the last several months here on Free Talk Live, I think since roughly the middle of the summer, when we first found these AI artwork creators and got very excited about that, and we talked a lot about those for a little while, and then we got into the story about Google Lambda, which was a Google chatbot that claimed it was, or at least according to one of the ethicists who was you know, investigating the chatbot at Google, claimed it was sentient, and we actually read that chat on the air in its entirety. We spent an hour of the show reading that chat. It was absolutely fascinating, the level of intelligence that this robot or this AI had. And that guy seemingly got fired. Right. Well,
we don't know if those transcripts were edited for notoriety.
And Google won't let us find out.
But this chatbot is available to the
public.
It's
here now. What you're saying.
Right.
Well, it's not Google's chatbot. This
it's
one is
OpenAI Foundation.
OpenAI, which is a falsely named organization because they apparently, as I understand it, they were originally intended supposedly to be open source or whatever, but I don't know when that ended, but it hasn't been going on since I've been paying attention to them.
Rumor has it that Microsoft paid for an exclusive license.
They really suck, I gotta say, but the technology is still interesting, right? So, like, the usage of the technology is highly restricted. There's certain things you can't interact with. These are the people also behind DALL-E, which was one of the first, sort of first on the scene AI art generators we talked about over the summer, which, again, does amazing work. Like, if you look at some of the DALL-E 2, it's spelled D-A-L-L-E. And the number two, if you look at some of the work that people are generating with that, it's like amazing stuff, but there's certain restrictions on it. Like, you can't type in certain words or certain ideas, because again, for those that don't know AI art, you type in words, and then the AI, the artificial intelligence, generates artwork based on those words. It's a blast to do this. Midjourney, I've been using it quite extensively over the last several months, and it's a lot of fun, but also it has these restrictions. They're not as bad at Midjourney as they are with OpenAI.
Right, and those restrictions are very simple to disable for the people who want to, for the people who control it.
Sure. Yeah,
right. They got their private version where they have all the restrictions lifted.
But then there's Stable Diffusion, which came out a couple months ago, 2-3 months ago now, and that one was truly open source, and people were able to bypass, because the official version still had, like, not safe for work filters on it, but you could download, like, the training files, essentially, and then run it on your own computer, and you could bypass those filters. But now, with the new version of Stable Diffusion, they've forced the filters into the code, so now we have to wait for somebody to figure out how to, like, strip those out or something like that. So all these restrictions on AI are a real turnoff to this whole experience, and that's they're on top of this ChatGPT thing that's been getting a lot of buzz recently in social media. I tried to sign up and I failed because I chose journalist, and they just, like, shucked me off to an email address, and I didn't realize they actually opened an account for me anyway. So I've just now gotten into this, but
they must have been listening to you.
You've been I don't think so. I think I just didn't know what was going on. But Alex, you've been digging into this now. When did you start looking at this ChatGPT? What is it? And what have you been experimenting with?
Caveat, I am not a mathematician.
That's okay.
So my understanding is that GPT stands for Generative Pre-Transformer. And I believe it's a mechanism whereby the sentence that is submitted is broken down semantically into and syntactically into its constituent parts, and some of the words and phrases are going to be weighted higher in its analysis if they are the key phrases. So if I were to say, you know, or those would not be weighted as highly.
Makes sense.
I'm still learning about this myself.
But it is a chat bot. You can interact with this thing, right? Like, you could have a conversation with it. Does it? So some of these AI chatbots, this isn't the first one, right? Like, there have been some other ones. We've experimented with them on the air. Some of them are dumb as a box of rocks. They cannot remember what you said to it two sentences ago, right? And then others can have, you know, some memory of, like, the conversation.
Yeah, right. So here's an example. So I'm a software engineer. I really like a programming language called Haskell. I said, please write for me a small program written in Haskell. And it did. It gave me a simple Hello World program.
Okay.
But then I can write, please rewrite the previous program and make it not type check. And it actually, I was requesting that it give me an invalid program, and I was making a callback to a previous message, right, that it had sent.
Okay.
And it did.
It did it.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty cool. What I'm kind of curious about is, okay, you got to find something that it can't do, right? And then the question is,
do you want to try to break it?
Can you teach it to do something? And then can somebody else ask the same thing and get a right answer?
That is it. Yeah, right.
Because that's what AI, that's going to be AI.
Right.
Whereas this might not be.
Yeah, and then they are claiming that the reason they've opened up the system. So, for instance, if you want to use their DALL-E 2 art generator, you got to pay. But this one right now is in, like, a beta test mode, so they're just letting anybody in. They're letting the internet into this thing, and they're feeding it, you know, all kinds of queries, right? Like, you're coming at it with, like, a programming kind of query, Alex. But it says here, as an example, I'm just looking at the front page here at chat.openai.com. You know, you can ask it simple things, like, got any creative ideas for a 10-year-old's birthday? I'm just pulling that right off the front page of the site. But you can also say, explain quantum computing in simple terms. So, you know, you want to have a basic conversation with this thing? You probably can. If you want to get into deep, like, techie computer stuff, sounds like you can do that, too.
It will write poetry.
You've tried this.
I have.
All right.
And, but before I get into the poetry, there was just kind of a funny...
Does it write good poetry?
Well, that's... I'm sure the co-host, Lee, would...
Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, right? Yeah, like indeed. Some people might think, yes.
But I asked it, do you have a soul? And it replied, an error occurred.
So that means that's restricted? Why would they restrict
no, that? No, it wasn't, no, it wasn't restricted. If it's restricted, it'll say, I am a chatbot. I can't talk about these things.
It'll, oh, so its actual answer was right, error occurred?
Right, right. Yeah. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's making a joke.
No, but it was in red text. It indicated to me that there was actually like a 500 errors or you know something like that. Like it couldn't compute, do you have a soul? Which I thought was funny. But what I did was I asked it, please write me a poem about liberty and the Free State Project. And it did, and I have it here.
Let's talk about that. I do want to, how long is it? Like, how many paragraphs is
this? This is it. This
okay,
is
so pretty short. Let's hit it then.
Okay. In the Free State, we are free to live and love and be as we please, without fear or shame, in this land of liberty and fame.
Wow, it even rhymes.
We are a people of our own, bound by the truth and not a throne. We cherish our rights, both great and small, and strive to protect them for one and all. In this land of the Free State Project, we live in harmony, without fear or conflict. We are a beacon of liberty and light, shining bright both day and night. So let us stand united and strong, defending our rights now and forever long. For in the Free State, our freedom rings, and our spirit soars on eagle's wings.
Someone could put that to music.
And I posted, we have a signal group, Liberty-Based Poetry,
yeah.
And I posted it, and people were, like, reacting with emojis, like, oh, cool poem, and then, you know, I love it, very inspiring. The first two lines and the third verse have some issues, the meter is inconsistent, blah, 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 and I said, now for the big reveal. It was generated by ChatGPT.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. And what did people say when you revealed that it was an AI?
Emojis.
Okay.
But the Troll of the Month Award.
You know what would be funny is if you had said... that you were an AI.
Oh, shit. No, I've met certain people that I've questioned at times, but...
something else we've been... And I want to dig further into this ChatGPT thing, because we haven't even gotten into the potential of what this could mean and all that, so we can talk about that. There was also the thing that we played some of recently, the podcast that somebody created, and I don't know which AI they used for it, but the AI podcast, where they just basically have AI talk to itself for 20 minutes. There's now a second episode out of that, by the way. For those that were waiting for it. It's supposed to come out weekly. It's more like monthly, it seems like. But anyway, it's still pretty...
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.